Welcome to the show. If you are a first-time listener or viewer, my name is Jay Nixon. I'm the best-selling author of the book, The Overweight Mind. And this podcast is for you if you are someone who seeks to live a better life, to find solutions to living happier and healthier and wealthier lives. What we do here is we take a combination of positive human psychology, mindset, personal development, and we converge those into a beautiful orchestration to help you create systems and processes, perspectives and belief that will get you to the next place in life that you deserve and desire to be. And I say next place because I believe we're consistently trying to go and grow and be better. And if you're part of this community, that's right in alignment with what you want to do as well. Now, if you're a longtime listener, thank you. Hugs and hand pounds for being with me for all these years, almost 300 episodes of this show. And the show is formerly known as the Thrive Forever Fit Show with Jay Nixon. But what I realized that the overweight mind is what this has always been about. Human psychology, personal development, mindset, all coupled together to help people overcome the challenges and obstacles and just situations that life is always going to present. And what I've learned and what I've trained myself upon for the last 25, 30 years is that your mindset is your strongest and most vital resource and ally in this quest, in this fight, whatever it is you want to call it. Your mindset will be the difference between where you are today and where you end up. It will be the difference between how you handle adversity. It will be the difference between how you handle celebration. How do you look at life? It's all predicated on mindset. I use the analogy often, and because it just resonates so strongly with me, of you've probably seen the movie Good Will Hunting, or if you're too young, Google it, you'll see what it is. There's this white, this giant blackboard in the school, and it has this mathematical algorithm equation on it that no one can seem to solve except for the character who plays Goodwill. I don't even know his name, but the Goodwill Hunting character is the only one that can solve it. And so I always think about that. That's the equation and that's the conundrum of life. And in my mind, in my belief system, equals mindset. The answer to the equation, the answer to the mathematical problem, the answer to the human problem is mindset. If you have a fixed mindset, a negative mindset, a mindset of drama and tragedy and all of those things, and you stay stuck there, that will be the life that you get to live. And I say get to because you get to choose. You see, free will is the most powerful thing that we have, and that free will allows us to make decisions. And what I know based on my own personal life is that if you have an abundant growth level mindset, if your human psychology is related to the positive side of things, if you're into personal development and you're consistently striving and thriving to become the best version of yourself, to create the best life that you could possibly live, then you're right in alignment with what I believe as well. And I believe that that mindset has to be consistently worked upon. It has to be fortified. It has to be structured in a way that when the things happen, you're able to overcome them because you understand that it's all psychology. It's all mindset. It's all perspective and how you see the world. It's the, let's use all the cliches. Life happens for you and not to you. You see the world as you are and not as it is. And so if those things are true, and I believe them to be, it's up to us to create the life that we're going to be able to thrive within. And that's all predicated on how you think, the things that you allow into your life, what you'll tolerate. And I'm a big believer that the better you get, the less you'll tolerate, the less nonsense you'll tolerate. You see, I like to often write down, like, what am I currently tolerating from myself? Not from anything else, but what am I tolerating in my life? And when I start to eliminate those tolerations, my life gets exponentially better. Because here's another thing I want you to understand. There's a big difference. There's a massive difference in being alive and living. I've been alive, but I haven't always lived. I'm living now. I'm thriving now. I'm creating now. I'm in charge now. I didn't always believe that. I didn't always understand that. But I am responsible for creating the life that I get to live. And it's up to me to make sure that that creation ends, hopefully doesn't end for a long time, but ends with me being the best version of myself at that given time. And what I mean by that is that there's no finish line. I don't ever want to become my best self because that means it's over. And I never want to stop striving to be that human. And when I think that I am, that's when I know I've got to go a little deeper and work a little harder. And that's what this podcast is all about. I do this as much for me as it is for you. I get better every time we do an episode. I get better every time I interview a psychologist or somebody who understands the importance of mindset and how we can overcome things. I get better every time we have a deep conversation. And here's one thing you've got to be able to, you've got to be willing to do. You've got to be willing to disrupt the current and the past so you can innovate for the future. Because if you stay the same, if you keep doing and thinking and believing the same things that you believe right now, nothing will change for you. Everything will stay the same. And as good as it might be, I can promise you it'll be better. And here's one of the things that I'm really, really, really going to start driving home to you guys is you've got to start telling a better story. You've got to start telling a better story about your life, because the reason you're stuck, if you are, the reason you're struggling, if you are, or if you're not, is because of the story that you're telling yourself and you're telling the world. The truth is, we are using an old story right now to stay stuck. I'm going to give you a few examples, stories, just of stories of stories. I know people that right now are in such a version of themselves that is not their most excellent self. And they're still blaming COVID for why they're stuck. I know people that were before COVID were thriving, living their happiest, healthiest, wealthiest lives. And now they're 100 to 150 pounds overweight, depressed, anxiety-ridden, overwhelmed, reclusive. And they're still blaming something that happened years ago. That story has to change or nothing will change. You've got to stop using it. Did it suck? Yes. Did it suck? Yes. I'm going to say it one more time. It sucked. And you've probably gone through other things in life that absolutely sucked. But that can't be the version that you keep talking about. We've got to get past that. We've got to get past, I'm stuck because this. Like, you've got to get unstuck because the version of you, the life that you get to live, the life that you should want to live, is so much better than that stuck version of you. And here's a fact nobody's telling you. The reason you're struggling, is because of what you believe right now. Your belief system is so fragile and so weak, and you've been programmed to believe that it's true. I'm here to tell you it's not. It's not true, but you're choosing it. You may not be even choosing it consciously, but subconsciously, you are choosing to live this life of struggle and to live this life of pain. And I'm not telling you that on the other side, it's ponies and rainbows and fairy tales. Life is always going to present you with obstacles. Life is always going to present you with opportunities that you're going to have to overcome. But the key word there is you've got to overcome them. You've got to believe that life is worth living and being alive just isn't good enough. And some of us aren't doing that right now. Most of us aren't doing that right now. We're turning on the damn TV and we're getting stuck in the drama and the nonsense and the negativity. We're listening to things that aren't providing us value. And then it's no wonder we can't get unstuck. It's no wonder we can't get unsad. It's no wonder we can't get undepressed. And you're none of those things. That's not who you are. You are a vibrant, abundant being deep down on the inside, but you've covered it up with so much bullshit and so much nonsense that you've allowed yourself to believe, you've allowed yourself to be programmed into, that you don't see a way out. And I'm telling you, the way out is you've got to start just taking steps in the right direction. And I know you know where to go. Like, I know some of you personally that are listening to this right now that are 100 pounds heavier than you used to be. And it's not because you want to be, but you've convinced yourself that it just is what it is, or life is hard for you, or some other version of bullshit. And I don't say that in a fashion that means you're bullshit. I'm telling you that the story you're telling yourself is BS. The story you're telling yourself is not true. The story you're telling yourself has been made up. And I'm not saying you haven't gone through hard times. Everybody has, everybody will. But you have to get that programming out of your brain. You've got to start thinking differently and speaking differently and acting differently and hanging around different people. If the people you're hanging around right now are part of the problem, you've got to eliminate that part of the problem. I heard this on a podcast the other day, and it says, I don't want friends in my life. I want allies. And I'm like, I'm intrigued. Tell me more. And he said, friends will just simply tell you what they want you to hear. An ally will tell you what you need to hear. An ally will tell you that you're stuck and you have to get unstuck. An ally will tell you your BS is BS. An ally will tell you the truth, even when it's not what you want to hear. And that's what I want to be for you, is I want to be an ally. Find yourself some allies that are willing to tell you, because we got to rip the Band-Aid off and we got to start addressing the facts. And the facts are this: like, we don't have an information problem in the world. We have an overflow. We have too much damn information. What we have is an execution problem. And that execution is not being handled properly because you're allowing your emotions and this false narrative that you're talking and you're speaking into your life to become so big and so powerful. It's like a novel. It's like War and Peace. And you got to start small with a one-sheeter. And you got to start rewriting that story of your life. You got to start eliminating the BS. You got to stop believing it. You've got to stop speaking it. You've got to start having positive words come out of your mouth. You got to start having positive actions come out of your body and through you. And the only way, and the best way, and the simplest way to do all of those things is to get around people that are doing those same things. You can't keep hanging around with a bunch of drunks and think you're not going to be a drunk. You can't be hanging around a bunch of broke people and think that you're not going to be broke. You can't be hanging around a bunch of unhealthy people and think you're going to be healthy. It just is not going to happen. You got to get yourself around people, a circle of allies that want the best for you, that want the best for themselves. And you're willing to go into this battle of life together and overcome this shit. Get through it. And then begin to fortify your mindset, because you're not fragile. Hear me now. Listen to me. You're not fragile. You're not weak. You're not weak. You're not overwhelmed. You can get overwhelmed, but you don't have to stay there. You're not depressed. You're not anxiety ridden. You've just been programmed by this nonsense to believe that this is as good as it's going to get. And I'm here to tell you, it's not. You are strong. You are powerful. You're abundant. You have the ability to go and grow and become anything you choose to be, to live the life that you choose to live, to have the body that you choose to have the resources and the finances that you choose to have. It goes back to that free will. You get to choose. What are you willing to do? If you've listened this long, I probably got you. You're probably ready. You probably want to make that change. And here's how we start doing. We start stacking wins. We start building evidence. We stop believing the BS once and for all. And we create that mindset shift, that new perspective, that positive psychology that shows us that we are who we were born to be. And that is a person of greatness, a person of excellence, a person of abundance. You're here for greatness. You're here to be amazing. That, my friends, is what this podcast is about to turn into. It's going to be positive human psychology. It's going to be mindset. It's going to be personal development. Because I understand that I know that when we couple all of those things together and we get those things with momentum behind them, that it will create an unstoppable force, that everything else you want in your life will come to fruition. If you want to lose weight, you will lose weight because you will be the kind of person that loses weight. You will be the kind of person that lives a happy, healthy, vibrant life. You will be the kind of person that thrives. You'll be the kind of person that is alive, that is living. There's more out there. And you got to believe that. So my goal, my mission with this show is going to be to speak into your life every single week that there is more for you, that there is an abundance of opportunity out there for you, and that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going through, you are strong enough, you are powerful enough, you are smart enough, you've got the resources, you've got everything you need to overcome any obstacle. You've got everything you need to overcome any adversity. You've got everything you need to live a life of abundance, to actually thrive, to live big. You deserve to live big. I'm so sick of watching people live small. I'm so frustrated with people living small. I'm so frustrated with people being stuck in pain. There's more for us. There's more for us. And I'm telling you, the only way to get there, the only way to get there is to start believing something different about yourself. You've got to have a healthy obsession with who it is that you have the potential to become. I don't even know what I'm capable of. I know it's more than what I've got right now, and I'm excited about it. You got to get excited about who you have the potential to become. And you can never believe that you're maxed out. You can never believe that it's as good as it's going to get. You can never believe that it is what it is. I hate all of those phrases, because what I believe in is that we are abundant creatures. We live in an abundant world, and we have abundant resources. And if we utilize those resources, if we utilize the potential that's within us, most people aren't even utilizing a tenth of their potential because they've convinced themselves that they're fragile. They're too weak to take that next step. And I'm here to tell you that that is the biggest crock of bullshit that I have ever heard. You are not too weak. I don't care what you're going through right now. You have got the capability and the strength to overcome it. And if you'll get yourself some allies, if you'll get yourself some people in your circle that are willing to fight with you, you'll be unstoppable. You will be absolutely unstoppable. So that's what we're going to create right here. We're going to create a family of allies. We can be friends too, but if we're going to be friends, we got to be allies. How about that for a deal? You got to be more than my friend. You got to be an ally to me, and I'm going to be the same for you. And what that means is we're going to tell each other the hard truth. We're going to tell each other when we need to up level. We're going to tell each other when things got to be different. When we start telling that BS story, we're not going to allow it. And then you know what happens pretty soon is you stop allowing it. I tell people all the time, my life changed and changed immensely when I stopped believing my own BS. Listen to me. When I stopped believing my own BS, my life changed exponentially. And so what we're going to do here on this show is we're going to start cutting through the BS. And there is so much noise. There's so much noise out there right now. Social media is an absolute dumpster fire. Dumpster fire. I would encourage you to audit your social media experiences. It is a dumpster fire of nonsense. People trying to prey upon your pain, to get you to buy things that you don't need. Hey, buy this diet. You don't need another damn diet. You know damn well what you should and shouldn't be consuming on a daily basis. Hey, buy this workout program. You know what you need to be doing to move your body. Now, I'm not saying don't go join a gym. Don't get a personal trainer. Don't get somebody who motivates you or moves you in that direction. But you don't need to buy a program where somebody's telling you to do a damn push-up, to go for a walk. What you need is a fortification of your circle of success, allies that are going to help you build that mindset, because all of the other stuff is nonsense. There's no diet in the world that is going to help somebody with a weak mindset lose weight. There's no workout program in the world that is going to help somebody with a weak mindset get fit. There's no money-making scheme on the planet that's going to help somebody with a weak mindset get rich. There's no dating program on the planet that's going to help somebody with a weak mindset find a significant other of value. So what does that tell you? Go back to that blackboard of mathematical equation I spoke about from Good Will Hunting. Please Google that if you don't know what I'm talking about. Equals mindset. Equals positive mindset. If you don't have a positive mindset, if your mindset isn't powerful and strong and abundant, if you don't have a belief in yourself and your capabilities, if the story you tell isn't strong, everything else is going to suffer. And I believe that we've suffered enough. And so I'll say it again. That's what this show is about to turn into. We are about to create a family, a tribe, a circle of the most powerful, positive allies that you could ever imagine. And listen, you may not be where you need to be right now. That's okay. As long as you're willing to work towards it, then you can be part of the circle. We're willing to help everybody who wants the help get to the next level. But I got to make you some promises, though. I'll never lie to you. I'll never BS you. I'll never tell you what you want to hear just because you want to hear it. We're going to have to get radically honest, and we're going to have to call it when we see it. And when we hear a story that's not serving, we're going to have to talk about it. And if you're comfortable with that, then let's rock and roll. Let's go. But that's this show. And if you're still listening, then you're in the right place. You're going to get what you want to get out of life. You're going to turn whatever it is that's in front of you around. You're going to start thinking, speaking, acting, being a different version of yourself. And that's going to elevate you to a level of life that you haven't experienced yet. And that's my goal for you. So here's the deal. We're going to meet back here every week. And we're going to talk about positive, powerful things. We're going to give strategies on how you can become a better version of yourself, a stronger, more fortified version of yourself. We're going to start rewriting that story of powerful positivity and abundance. And then we're going to grow this community, and we're going to grow the listeners. And here's how we're going to do that. You're going to bring somebody with you. You're going to say, listen, I can't do this on my own. I need some allies. And in order to be an ally, you got to be thinking, speaking, behaving in a better way. Come on with me. I got a little spot we're going to go. And you start inviting people to listen to the show. And I guarantee you, the more people in your world that listen to the same powerful, positive information, the better you're all going to be. So that's the plan of action. That's the POA. You guys know where to find me. I'm on Instagram. I just said it's a dumpster fire. I keep it 100% real on my pages. You're never going to see any BS coming out of my mouth. Instagram, I'm VJ Nixon. FaceSpace, I'm J Nixon. You can find me all over the place. I've got a free group on Facebook called the Wellness Lab Launchpad. You will know how to find me if you need something. If you got questions you want me to answer on this show, send them over. I got your back. We'll answer them. You can be anonymous, or we can call it up front. Hell, if it's a good enough question, I'll have you on the show. We'll talk about it. We'll coach you through the situation that you're going through. Listen, this show is about you and me coming together to create a better world. That's what I'm all about. I'm going to start at my microcosm of the world that I can impact, and I'm going to create the greatest version of it. And I want you to be a part of that. Because as we start to create that and it starts to grow and expand and evolve, guess what happens? The rest of the world gets better. So let's create the world that we want to live in. Let's create the stories that we want to tell. Let's get powerful. Let's get positive. Let's get abundant. And together, we can't lose. Love you guys. I appreciate you. I'm grateful that you listen to this show. I'm grateful for the opportunity that I get to have you in my world in whatever capacity that is that you choose to be in. But we're going to win. That's a promise. You can write that down right now. We are going to win. I promise you. If you ride with me, you're going to win. And life's going to get better. All right. I'll see you back here next week. Appreciate you.